Welcome to the Craig T. Owens audio blog with Craig's blog posts in audio format to go. Now, here's Craig.
Maturing reactions. Jesus lived out the example of holy, healthy growth. The way Dr. Luke records it, the pinnacle of Christ's health, and our health too, is seen in our relationships with other people. Why is relational maturity at the peak of the pinnacle? Well, how else could you know whether you truly have mental, physical, and spiritual health unless it's put to the test? And the ultimate test is how we react when we're caught off guard. Our so-called Freudian slips can reveal an area of immaturity. C.S. Lewis reminds us that the suddenness of the provocation that caused the slip didn't create our immature response, but it actually revealed what is really inside our hearts. Surely our unplanned reactions are a better indicator of our spiritual maturity than our planned actions. Jesus told us that our slips reveal what's really inside, Matthew chapter 15, verse 19. But are these really unknown to us? If we're really honest, how many times do we think unpleasant things without saying them or doing them? The Holy Spirit, the Spirit of truth, knows so well what's on the inside. See Psalm chapter 139, verses 1 through 4. When we experience one of these slip-ups, the devil loves to pounce. Paul calls it sin seizing an opportunity, Romans chapter 7, verses 7 through 11. But even as sin pounces, Paul assures us, therefore, there is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus, Romans chapter 8, verse 1. What is the therefore, therefore? After the therefore, the Holy Spirit, as the Spirit of adoption, reminds us that we are in Jesus and children of God. And the Holy Spirit, as the Spirit of intercession, helps us pray perfect, childlike prayers. So what comes before the therefore must be something that makes us feel unworthy, distant, and condemned. Paul explains that we died to sin, Romans chapter 6, verse 2. That word died means to be separated from one thing, which brings about the destruction of the other thing. When we are separated from God by our sin, we are dead. When we are separated from our sin by God, we are alive. At that moment of salvation, we stand before Almighty God justified, just as if I'd never sinned. That is irrevocable. God will never go back on that. We will never slip away from His grace. But that moment of salvation also begins a lifelong process of sanctification, or as I like to say it, saintification. Remember that pyramid growth that Jesus demonstrated for us? Paul says, I myself in my mind am a slave, Romans chapter 7, verse 25. The mind is where the Spirit of truth begins His maturing, sanctifying process in us. As our minds are transformed, then our bodies and our mouths can live out a Christ-like lifestyle. See Romans chapter 12, verses 1 and 2. It's this mind and body transformation that matures our spiritual health, which is then revealed in our relationships with others. Notice that it is after we have been through this transformation of mind, body, and spirit that Paul tells us the standard for God-honoring living. This is where we can see even our unplanned reactions becoming more and more Christ-like. See Romans chapter 12, verses 9 to 21. We cannot live out this Romans 12 mandate solely on our own willpower. We aren't trying to become self-made people, but instead, we are allowing the Holy Spirit to make us transformed saints. Transformed saints that are known by their unplanned, Christ-like reactions. This is why I keep stressing for Christians to not stop at salvation, but to press on to be baptized in the Holy Spirit. If you've missed any of the messages in our series called We Are Pentecostal, I've shared a link to all of those messages in the show notes.
To get in touch with Craig, to read more posts, or to access the huge library of resources Craig has compiled, please check out CraigTOwens.com.